Zog the Mishnah daf kuf mem vov omed aleph. Shoiva odem es achovis lechel emenu groigris. A person is allowed to take a sakin, take a knife, and break open a barrel, and take out the figs in order to eat them. However, uvevachli is kamen lasis kli. But you can't have the intent to make a kli. Now, what does it mean to make a kli? Zog Rashi. Shoiva odem chovis, you're allowed to take a chovis melea groigris that's full of figs. Besakin or besayiv with a sword and a knife. Lechel emenu groigris to take out the figs. In order to eat them, the ain b'mekalkel shumis b'shabbes. After all, you're taking the knife and you're chopping off the whole seal, so you're being mekalkel, you're being destructive. There's no issa Shabbos when you do a maisa kilkel. So that's why you're allowed to be shoyv b'chavis to eat the groigris. However, uvachli iskam alas is kli, then already it's not destructive. Zog drashi, l'noik v'yofa, then you make a proper hole, b'pesach noe, so then there would be an issa. Now the Ran is medayik in Rashi. It seems from Rashi that the reason why you're b'shoyv d'chovis and there's no issa is because you're being mekalkel. It seems to imply that the issa would have been you're being soisa, meaning you would have been soisa just like there's an issa boina, there's issa soisa. You would have been soisa by being shoyv d'chovis, but the reason why you're not called soisa is because you're being mekalkel. Frek the Ran on that even if you're going to tell me that mekalkel is not going to be osam midaraisa and the issa stira. But there's always a renissa drabonon. Even if you're mekalkel, there's still osam drabonon. So what are we gaining by saying that you're mekalkel? If it would have been an issa soisa, then why is it not an issa soisa midrabonon, even by mekalkelin? So the Ran and other Rishonim, the Rashba, so and that's how the Achronim learn up, these Rishonim, they're saying that the reason why there's no issa midrabonon, because over here you're doing it letzerich Shabbos. Meaning, since you're taking out a groigras, it's the Tzerich Shabbos that you're taking out the figs. So then they allowed mekalkelin even without an Issa Drabonon. Lemaise Fregen D'Achroinim, the Chazanish, another Achroinim, that Rashi Shita is that ain binyan v'stira b'kelim. So if there's no binyan v'stira b'kelim, so then why do we say that the only reason why it's muta is because of mekalkel? That's what Rashi says clearly. The ain mekalkel shum Issa b'Shabbos, even without being the fact that it's mekalkel, ain binyan v'stira b'kelim. This is a kli, it's a chovis. So what b'chlal would have been the Issa? Ain binyan v'stira b'kelim. Why did you come on to the reason? Because of mekalkel. There's no binyan v'stira b'kelim. In Mela, there's no Issa. So the Chassam Sofer wants to answer, and he says it's working with two nekudas together. The reason why there's no Issa d'Rabbanon is because it's mekalkel plus ein binyan v'stira b'kelim. Meaning, hainu hach. Yitakik have to come on to both reasons. Ein binyan v'stira b'kelim, b'tzir if that's mekalkel, and in Mela, that's why there's not even Issa d'Rabbanon. Now, Tosfos over answers that the reason why there's no Issa d'Rabbanon even, Zok Tosfos, because we're talking about mustiki. We're talking about type of kelim that are patched together. These type of kelim, so memela, there won't even be an Issa d'Rabbanon of being soisa. Because the whole kli was patched together, was mustiki. So memela, then there won't be an Issa, even though it's mekalkel. Even mid'Rabbanon, there won't be an Issa. Now, the Mishnah fears Zoysen says, however, uvachli iskaven lasis kli. That means Rashi says, unless you have intent to make a neck of yofa, pesach noa, then it's taka osa. So what would be the issa? So, pashtus, we just said that the issa is being soisa, because, but it's not an issa soisa because you're mekalkel. So now that you're doing ayin yofa, you're not mekalkel. So either you're going to say it's an issa soisa, I'm making ayin yofa, and that's soisa. I'm making the kli, it's coming last is kli. That's good for soisa now because I'm taking off the seal, but that's modna. Actually, it's coming last is kli to make a kli is an issa soisa. That sounds like binyan. So the passions will be the opposite, not soisa only. Over here, it works hand in hand together. If you miscoven last is kli, you make an yofa, then you taka chayav as boina. Now, the same kasha we asked, the chare em binyan b'stir b'kelim, why would you be chayav as boina? So some Rishonim taka learn, it would not be as boina, it would be as maka b'patish. And you chayav as maka b'patish when you miscoven last is kli, when you miscoven to make an yofa. So it comes out, the reish of the Mishnah is saying, shoiva odem es achov es lechem en egroigris. The reason why you're allowed to do it is because you're mekalkel. And you're mekalkel, there's no din stira, not even midrabonon. Masha enkein, uvavachli iskaven las is kli. When you miskaven to make a pesach, so then you chayv either as maka bepatish or as boina. I am binyan b'stira b'kelim. So then you have to say, lechayra as maka bepatish and not as boina. That's what we're going to Rashi. Now, there are Rishonim that say that over here by a binyan gomer, then even according to Rashi Yesh binyan b'kelim, this is not just a regular kli, this is a binyan gomer. So you're creating it from the start, so that would be different than usually we would say ein binyan v'stir b'kelim. Meaning usually ein binyan v'stir b'kelim. But if you're creating the kli, Till now, it wasn't a kli. This is the whole issa where it comes about opening bottles on Ramesh's whole tshuva about opening bottles on Shabbos. You're creating the kli. Till now, it wasn't a kli. Now you're making it into a kli. So even if ain binyan v'stir bekelim, but creating a kli from the start, that is not stam fixing a kli. Binyan v'stir bekelim. Creating a kli, that would be the issa. So same thing over here. If you're making miskaven last is kli, you're making a kli. Till now, it's not a functional kli. So then it would be, even according to Rashi, ain binyan v'stira, that would be binyan v'stir bekelim. But creating a kli, there would be an issa. Now the other tzad, like we said, is al zmakah bepatish. But either way, shteit mechazanish, based on the Gemara and Beya, that it, we see that if you have an intent to make an ayin yofa, to make a proper hole, a neck of yofa, so it's totally, the ik is totally in the intent. Meaning, the chiv that you're going to be chayiv for, either for binyan or for makah bepatish, is not the maisa shvir that you're doing. It's the intent of the shoiva. It's all totally in your intent. Like the Gemara is going to say, Lamaskona, it has to be lahachnis lahoitzi. If your intent is not to make a pesach lahachnis lahoitzi, then you're not going to have this issa. So we see it's totally in the intent of the shoiva, not in the maisa shvira. That means, like it says in the Mishnah, uvachle iskaven las is kli, with the intent that's going to make it osa, lahachnis lahoitzi, and ayin yofa. The ikka is not just the oifen hashvira, the ikka is the kavonas hashoiva. That's what the Chazanish says, Gabi, this din of uvachle iskaven las is kli. Zok the Mishnah weiter, ve'ein noikvin megufa shel chavis. When you're not allowed to pierce the covering, the megufa, the seal of the chavis that has wine in there, in order to take out the wine, divigab Yehuda. And Rashi says, what's the issue of being noikv the megufa? Zok Rashi, ki noikv lo metakin pischo. You're being misakin the Pesach. You're making a Pesach. You're making this binyan by making this piercing of the covering. The Chachomim atirin. Chachomim say no. This is not the derech to pierce it. Zok Rashi, the ain derech Pesach lechovis bekach. The Gemara is going to say where this hole is. Is on the top. Is on the side. Bal koponim. The Chachomim say it's mutter. It's not the derech. So it's not considered that you're being mesak in the Pesach. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is called being mesak in the Pesach. So Rashi says, what do you rather have to do? Elon noit laskula. You have to remove the whole megufa. You can't just pierce the megufa. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Velo yikveno mitzido. And likewise, you cannot pierce it from the side of the megufa, meaning either the side of the megufa or the side of the chavis. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly what this iser is. It's seemingly according to everyone, you're not allowed to do it on the side, even according to chachamim. V'im hoyso nekuva, if the chavis already had a hole in there, so lo yiten oleo shaiva mipnei shema mareach. You can't take wax now in the place, in the area where it's punctured, where the hole is, in order to seal it up or make the hole smaller, because you're going to take the wax and ultimately smear it and squeeze it and press it and be memareach it around the opening. So that's a toldo being memachik, Zogdrashi. Shumemareach v'yesh kame shumemachik. It's memachik, really memachik. Is when you take the hides and you pull up the hairs and you smoothen it out. So over here it's a toldo memachik when you memareach, when you shmir, when you take the wax and you seal the Pesach. Zog the Mishnah weiter, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Maisa Bola Fina Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakeh Be'orev. Ve'omar, Choshashani Loi Mechatos. Someone who places the shaiva around this opening of the barrel, so Memela, I'm Choshashani Loi Mechatos, that is a chshash that he'll come to be memareach. And that's why he would be chayv and chatos, because the Mishnah says lo yitin le'ashayv ibn neshu memareach. Omer Yehuda ma'isa bo lefnei Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh ba'orev omer chashan lemichatos. Zok Rashi, by merely placing it shema mirach hashayv ledoivko. Maybe he was memareachit. He actually smeared it, so then he would be chayv and chatos for being memareach around the nekev, which is a told of memachik. Zok the Gemara omer Rabbi Yishia lo yishonu. This that we said in the Mishnah. That shoivah adam is a chavis, you're allowed to take a knife in order to open up the chavis and break it open, take out the grogris, is loy shonu ela drusos. We're talking about that the figs are pressed together. So memele, you need, it's a question of muktzah now. So you're taking this knife because you're ultimately going to use it to break apart the figs that are pressed together. Grogris. Avol mefuradois, but if let's say the figs are separate, so you don't need to cut them with the knife, so then loy. So then you're not allowed to take this knife, because just to take the knife to open up the chavis, it will be mukta, because there's not tashmish amayuch loy. According to Mechemia, there's an issa mukta if you take something not for its main function. The main function of a knife is not to break open barrels, the main function of a knife to cut apart food. So if it's talking about groigris that are dvukois, that are drusois, that are pressed together, so then you're allowed to take the knife taka. But if it's mefugadois, then it will be osals to issa mukta. Like Rashi, loy shonu de shevich hachavis metaltel asayif lekach. You're being metaltel the issa mukta is only when it's drusois. So I did a metaltel saif lachtach groigris. Once you're carrying it for the saif in order to break open the groigris to take apart the pressed figs. So then, tova beinami l'chovis, you can also break open the seal. Mashenke mefugadois, where you don't need the knife for the groigris themselves. So there's an issa tiltel on the saif to break open the chovis. And like Rashi is going to say, the masdisin rem nechemya, doma enkli nitil ala tashm sham yucheloi. Like the Mar is going to say that sign. So Mele, it's Dafka talking about where it's drusois and amifuradois. Frek de Gemara mifuradois loy. If the figs are separate and not pressed together, then you're not allowed to break open the seal. Frek de Gemara meisvei Reb Shimon Gamliel Mele. Maybe other mesachovish layayin. You're allowed to take a barrel of wine umatis roisha b'sayif and chop off the seal, the covering, the head of it with a sword or with a knife. And serve the guests on Shabbos. So we see clearly that wine is not like figs that are pressed together, because wine, you don't need the knife for the wine. Wine is like figs that are mefugadois. So there's no purpose for the knife for the wine itself. It's only for the seal. So we see that nalakim nechemya. We see clearly that you're taking the knife and you don't say it's an issa tiltel, even though it's not tashmash amayuchad loy. We see clearly you're allowed to take it for a chavis of yayin and you matis roishoy. Zakti Gemara, Hahi Rabbonon, Mastisirem Nechemya. That's going to Rabbonon. Rabbonon say that they are going to Nechemya. They say, Kol Akelim Nitolim, Bein Letzerich, Bein Shaloy Letzerich. You don't have to have Tashmish HaMayuchad Loy. You can take the knife, it's not Mukta, you're using it for a different function now. So then, that's why it's Mukta, even to break open the barrel of wine. And you don't need the knife for the contents inside. Mashenka the Mishnah, that's the Braisa. Mashenka the Mishnah is a Nechemya that says that it's only when it's groigris, when you're using the knife in order to take apart the pressed figs, so then you're also allowed to open up and break open the barrel. Frek the Gemara, umay duchid Rabbi Eishe lukmi masisin kreb Nechemya. What's pushing Rabbi Eishe to zetza in the Mishnah like Nechemya, and we're talking about uvedrusois and pressed figs, and that's why there's a function for the knife to break apart the pressed figs. Look, remember, for God, say we're talking about the figs are separate, the Rabbonon, and it's going to Rabbonon that a kli is nittel ben letzerich ben shalom letzerich. Like the Braisa says, the gabi de chobesh ayayin. There's a mashmois in the Mishnah that we're going to come to Mechemia. Because my yigit toni groigris, why does it say that the chobesh you opened up in order to eat groigris, figs? Why did you pick figs from all fruits? It could have been apples. Listen, peiros. Because figs have a characteristic that they are pressed together. So that's why you need the knife. And that's why it says taka that we're zetzing on bedrusos according to Mechemia. Because it says figs in the Mishnah. Otherwise it could have said any pre. The fact that it says groigros, so it's a raya we're talking about drusos, which have the characteristic of being pressed together. So that's why it's according to Mechemia and using the knife for that. So gemara in my ear, the tony groigros listi peres, elishmamino bedrusos, we're talking about pressed together figs. We learned in one braise, choyslois. If you have baskets that are made out of woven palm branches, shall groigus v'shal tomorrow, and you place in their figs and dates in order for them to ripen. So now, matir umafkia. On Shabbos, you want to take those fruits. So how do you get to the fruits that are inside? You matir. You can take apart and untie the strings that are tied, that tying this basket together, umafkia, or you can be soiser the weave of the branches, v'choytech, or you can take a knife and cut it open. Now, even though you're taking the knife right now, not for tashmish amayuchad loy. According to Nechemya, you can't take a knife unless you're using it to shmear butter, unless you're using it to break apart drusois, figs that are pressed together. But stam to open up a sal of that's made out of woven a basket that's made out of woven branches, That's not Tashma Shama Yuchaloi. So the fact the Mishnah says clearly Nalag B'Mechemia. This Braisa, I mean. This Braisa is Nalag B'Mechemia. V'tan Yidach Nuntan, another Braisa, Matir. You're allowed to be Matir the Kesha and pull off the string. Avaloi Mafki, Avalechotech, but you can use a knife because ain't clear to tell Tashma Shama Yuchaloi. So it seems like a stira. So Gamaloi Kasha, this Teretz Gufa. Ho Rabbonon, Ho Nechemia. The Braisa that says that you're allowed to take the knife and cut open the basket is according to Rabbonon that Klinitl. Even not Vatash Sham Yuchaloi. And Ho Rem Nechemi, the Braisa that says you're only allowed to be Matir, but not Mafkei Vachoytuch, is according to Rem Nechemi. The Tainer Rem Nechemi Oimer, Afilu Tarvet, even a spoon, Vafilu Talis, even a cloak, Vafilu Sakin. You can only pick them up and move them for Tashma Shama Yuchaloi. You can't pick up a tissue unless you blow your nose. You can't use any kli only for Tashma Shama Yuchaloi. Ramosha has a long tshuva, and he brings this gemara of chosles shel groigris v'shel tmarim, that lemaisa it's not called that you're making a kli, because you're taking it, you're taking the contents out, and you're not utilizing the kli again. He compares it to, let's say, a tuna fish can. You're opening it up, you're taking out the tuna, you don't use the can now as a place to hold the rest of the tuna, the half of the tuna that you didn't take out. That's not the derech, so it's not meant for a kli. So, something that's a one time, you're opening it up, you're not making a kli, not creating a kli. The choyser shall tomorim, so you're not making it now into something to hold the tomorim. You open it up and you throw it out. He says, same with soda cans. Soda cans, you open up the can, mitzad mechatech, there's no mechatech, because you're not makbid exactly how far you open up the lid. But the etzim kli, you're not creating a kli, because the kli is going into the garbage after one time usage, even if you don't punk finish after one time. But it's not meant to make a kli, it's not meant to as a kli to hold. It's you open and you finish the contents. Unlike a bottle where you may be using it as a kli to store, but things that you throw out right away, that would fall into the category of chaitlis, he says, that mi'ikir adin, it would be much more kal, much easier than bottles that, according to him, according to others, a chaylik. So Yanka Fisher can do, others a chaylik under Isik Asiyah's Kalim by bottles. But he says soda cans or tuna fish cans is like chayzer shel tamarim, where the function is only to store one time originally, but not to store once you open it, so it's not a kli b'etzim. Zok de Gemara, boy me name Rav Sheshes, the following question. Mahu lemivras chavito bebuto b'shabato? Are you allowed to take a spear? Zok Rashi Yeroimach. And are you allowed to puncture the chavis on the side in order to make a hole in the chavis? Mahu lemivras chavito bebuto b'shabato? Zog Rashi lemivras litroif, to puncture, beburto, beroimach, with the spear, letoif, toichvoi, bedoifneo, linkoif. So what's the question? Zog Dumo, the subject is as follows. Lepischa kemechavin, is my intent to make a Pesach? So then it would be also. Oy dilma la'ayn yofa kemechavin v'shori. Or no, my intent is, ayn yofa over here means that I want the wine to come out in an abundance. I have an ayn yofa on the wine. So mele den it's mutter. My intent is to widen the opening. That's the purpose, to be able to serve it in a way that'll be a large nekev. So that's the ayin yofa that I have, and that's medukti in the Gemara before. The Gemara says that the chavis, you're doing it to serve the guests. Zok the Gemara before, maybe adam chavis yayin matz roish besayif umenich lefnei orchem b'shabes. The vort is that I'm doing it la'ayin yofa to serve in an abundance with ayin yofa, so that's why that sadur would be mutter. Is it lepischa kamechavin or is it ayin yofa kamechavin? Like we said, lifnei orchem b'shabes. So this is different than the Mishnah that says that ein noikvin megufa shel chavis. That's a regular nekev. That's a machlokes zebirin rabbonon. Masha Enkin over here, we're talking about an ayin yofa to connect. If you're using a spear, lemivas chavito, so then there's more of a tzad to be makel because ayin yofim kemechavin. You're doing it not leskavin lasis pesach, but you're doing it in order pasha to have a wide opening, which is not the derech, so mele, that's why it's muta idei roimach. And the other tzad is no, your intent is to make a kli, so mele, do we talk about also? So Rashi la'ayin yofa la'harchiv moitzi ayayim b'nekev godlo midloin nokev le'kederech ha'noikvin. This is not the norm. The norm is a regular nekev. A regular nekev is nekev ogel v'yofa. This is a roimach, a spears nekev. So la'ayin yofa, though it's not lepischa k'mechavin. So Masha'en, the other side is lepischa k'mechavin, it's also. Not like the Mishnah that says, shoiva odom chavis lechel amen agoigus. That's shvirs ha'chavis, that's mutter. Over here it's lepischa k'mechavin, so then it will be also. Here you want to make a kli, so then it will be also. The Mishnah is without make intent of making a kli. Shovel and chavis lechem eno, that the mekalkel is not the kli, so that's why it's different. Zog the Gemara on these two tzadim, omaleile pischa komechavin. It's also because your intent is to make a Pesach. Frag the Gemara kashon dad, meisvei, Reb Shimon Gamliel oimer. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, maybe odom chovetz hayayin amat zroish besayiv. You'll have to take a chovetz hayayin and remove the head, the covering, with a scythe, with a sword. So we see clearly that it's mutter. So why should the roimach be milapischa komechavin? As Dr. Gemara is the difference. Hosom, when you matis the chavis of yayin, over there it's mutter, because vada la'ayin yofa komechavin. Over there your intent is la'ayin yofa, meaning that's why I'm being matis roishai. I'm taking a sword and chopping off the whole cover because I don't just remove the cover. I'm chopping off the whole cover because I want to give ba'ayin yofa. So it's clearly ba'ayin yofa komechavin. So Dr. Rashi, Hosom, the reason why it's la'ayin yofa komechavin is because meaning it gets wider, lower, and it gets pointier on the top. So if you want to just to take it off the regular way, then it wouldn't have been ayin yofa. It's a small opening. The fact that you're taking a scythe and you're cutting off on a wider area, so it's clearly ayin yofa kamechavin, and that's why it's takamuta. Masha enken hocha by noikiv the with the chovitz with the spear with the roimach. So over there, im isel ayin yofa kamechavin. If your intent was ayin yofa, so then liftuche piftach. You should just open up the megufa. Why do you have to make a hole and pierce it? You should have just taken off the megufa. Zog Rashi liftuche piskach. You should have just taken off. Why are you taking a spear? Why are you taking a roimach? Is a raya that lepischa komechavin and not lain yofa, and that's why it's also. So we see over here gevaldig yisoid. We see that the issa of making a Pesach is a vekestelt, is a nikkur mitoch maisov, that my intent is to make a Pesach. So if my intent is that I make a Pesach noe, or my intent is not lain yofa, so then it's clearly that's an Issa Pesach. Masha'enken, when you're making a Pesach Godel, not the regular way, so it's Ayin Yofa, or you're chopping off the Rosh HaChovis lower below the point where it's wider, so it's clearly Ayin Yofa, so then it's Mekalka Klapi the Pesach, and then it's Mutter. It's totally in the intent, it's Nikam Yitach Maisov, are you making a Pesach, or you're doing it Ayin Yofa?
Zog the Gemara, Ein noikvin megufa. We had a machlokes Rebbe Yudah Rabbonon. Rebbe Yudah says ein noikvin megufa shel chavis divrei Rebbe Yudah chom ma'matir. And then it says v'loikvenem b'tzido. Everyone agrees from the side you're not allowed to make a nekev. Zog di Gemara. Omer Avuna. This machlokes Rebbe Yudah Rabbonon is what lemailo. When you punctuate on top of the barrel, you're making this nekev and the megufa on top of the barrel. So there's a machlokes Rebbe Yudah Rabbonon. Rebbe Yudah says that it's osen chom ma'matir. However, Avol minatzad ivehakol oser, because the reason why the chomer matir lemalo is because lemalo it's not the derech. If foreign particles can fall in when the hole is on the top, so it's not the derech to make the pesach. Yibir is ases, but minatzad where it is the derech, then even according to chachomim it will be oser. Zog di gemara behind the k'toni, that's what it says. Lo yikvena mitzido, because lo yikvena mitzido minatzad ivehakol oser. That's the end of the safe of the Mishnah. The Rav Chizda Omar, that's Rav Huna says. The Machloik says Lamalo, and everyone agrees Mitzido. Rav Chizda Omar, Machloik's Gufa is Minatzad. That Rabbi Yudah asks Minatzad, and Rabbonin Amati even Minatzad. Aval al Gabo, but if it's on the top, then the Divri Hako Mutter, even according to Rabbi Yudah, it's Mutter, was not the Derech to make the Pesach over there. The Mishnah says that Minatzad it's also. We're saying now it's Machloik's. V'hodik Toni Leikvena Mitzido, Hosam Begufa de Chovis. That means we're talking about. There's a nekev that you make bitzido in the megufa of the chavis, or a nekev that you make in the chavis itself. If it's in the gufa of the chavis, so then according to everyone, you can't make a nekev on the side. If it's in the megufa, that's where Rav Chizda says the machloikas. The machloikas is in the megufa minatzad, but in the chavis itself, that's the Mishnah and the Sefer. Bitzido, it's talking about in the chavis itself.
So Rashi is learning that the reason why it's mutter minatzad is because it's not the derech to make the Pesach over there. Tosis learns earlier on Daf Memches that the reason why it's mutter by the Megufa on the side is because the Megufa is not a chelik of the Chavis. It's not the Chavis itself. And that's the Heta. Not because it's not the Derech to make it on the side. It was the Megufa is not a chelik of the Chavis. Now Rashi says the reason why Lamalo you would not want to make the Pesach over there is because of Rashi that Shalayipal offer Absolis B'yayin. You don't want foreign objects to fall in. So Memela, you don't want to open it Lamala. Lamala is not the derech. Mashenka mitzido is taka zimn in the avdilo. That's the derech where you make it.
Zog di gemara tonu rabbonon, ein noik v'nekev chodesh b'shabes. You're not allowed to make a new nekev, a new hole on Shabbos in a kli.
V'im bala hoisev, meaning if you already have an existing hole and you're coming to widen it, so then moisef, you're allowed to widen it. V'yeshoimrim, ein moisefin. You're not allowed to add on to an existing hole, even on Shabbos, even if you're coming to widen an existing one. V'shovin, but Evan agrees, shenoikvin nekev yoshin lechatchila. A nekev that was once upon a time opened, it was a nekev, and then it got sealed. So it's called a nekev yoshin, that it was sealed. So that lechatchila you're allowed to open up, because over here the steamer is never called a ma'isa steamer. It's not mevatel the original shem nekev. So behind that you're being noikev, you're not making a pesach. The pesach was always there. So meila the steamer was not a steamer ma'alisa. So today the pesach is not called making a pesach, because it was never sosum to be called that you're making a pesach now. It wasn't called a nekev yoshin that's sealed. It's not really sealed. So it's always open, even when it looks sealed. So it's not called making a pesach. Zokemar v'tanikama that says that you're allowed to be marchiv a nekev yoshin, maishnom a nekev chodesh deloy. What would the difference be? Because Yeshomim say they're allowed to be marchiv even an existing nekev. But Tanakama says that bala hoisef yimuta. Why is it different than nekev chodesh? Nekev chodesh not allowed to make, because you zok demoga to come sakin pischa. Because you're misakin a pesach, you're making it in the pesach of the kli. You're being misakin it. You're making it into a fire to get Pesach. So a sufa nami comes second pischa. When you're widening it, you also it should be considered a tikkun of the Pesach to make it into a kli. So why should it be any different either als boyne or makav patish? Whatever the issue is, harchovas Pesach is no different than making the Pesach initially. Especially if it's makav patish, the harchovas is the gemar. You're making it now. You're finalizing it. That should be the makav patish. Zogt Rashi, oi sufanami komisakim pischo, shemachiva v'yeshka mishum gmar melocha. Rashi clearly says, maka bepatish, it's a gmar melocha. And to the Gemara, omer rabbi dvartera, then no. Kol pesach shein osi lahachnis lahoitzi, ain't a pesach. Midaraisa is only called a pesach when it's lahachnis lahoitzi. It's only meant for things to enter and for things to exit. V'rabonon u degozur. There's only exer the rabonon, not midaraisa. They not only make a pesach even if it's not lahachnis lahoitzi. It's only lahoitzi or only lahachnis. What's the reason why it's mitrabonon osur? Bishum lul shetani goylim. Because you might make a hole in a chicken coop, and in a chicken coop, you're going to be oivan isa deraisa when you make a hole, because over there, it's ultimately lahachnis lahoitzi. The ovid le yuli avira ulefuki havlo. A chicken coop, after all, the hole is there in order to let fresh air come in and to take out the putrid, the bad odor that's in the chicken coop. So Mamela, the whole of a chicken coop is lahachnis lahoitzi. If you allow a pesach that's not lahachnis lahoitzi, stand by a kli, you might make a mistake and make a nekav and in lul shetan goylim. That's why it's also midrabonon. However, v'imbola hoisif, but if you have an existing hole, meaning you're coming to be marchivit, so over there, according to Tanakami, you're allowed to be moisif. Why? Because over here, there's no gzera to a chicken coop. Because, oi sufe vade belush tanigoylim loy osi loy sufe. By a lush tanigoylim, a person never is going to be marchiv an existing one. Why would you not do it by an existing one? Zokti gomorah kuf mevovam beiz, mishum richsha. Because of richsha, meaning there's a chash that you can have rodents come in. So you're never going to have an existing chicken coop's hole widened, because you don't want rodents to come in and eat up the chickens. Zogt Rashi, shaliyachnis by sheretz kagoy nemoya v'chulda shememisim esatan egoylem, they'll kill the chickens. So you're never going to widen an existing hole. So that's why, when it comes to creating a hole, even though midrash it's only lachlus loitzi, it's osim midrabonon, even if it's just one direction, because a gzera or to a lul shetan goylim, we're over there, it's always lachlus loitzi. Masha'enkin, when it's coming to widen one, over there, it's no gzera or to lul shetan goylim, because you're not going to widen an existing one because of richsha. V'yeshoimrim, the brisa finishes off. V'yeshoimrim ein moisifin, meaning that you're not allowed to be marchiv an existing hole either. What's the reason? Zimne deloy takne mikoga. Because it's possible, even in a lushtana goylim, the owner of this chicken coop never made the hole originally properly the way he wanted it. Meaning it's not even the right size for a chicken to enter and exit. Or for the air to come in and out. So it was never made properly. So chaych by a chicken coop, you'll also come to widen it. Not because you're suddenly not concerned about richsha, about rodents, because it was never made the right size. So since there's a chash by a chicken coop that you'll also come to widen, so we made a gzeri in allah to widen existing one or to a lul shetan goylim. Zog the gemara lemaskona. The halacha is dosh Rav Nachman shum Reb Yochanan halacha ki yesh oimrim, that the yesh oimrim say that in allah be moisev, in allah be marchiv even an existing hole, because there's vayter gzeri of lul shetan goylim zimnen loy takne mikora va'osel la'arich bei.
The Sharatzion in Siman Nun Aleph says that it depends on what kind of kli it is. A kli that the tashmish of the kli is to fill up with things inside. So then you're only chayiv on the asiyas nekev when it's lachnis lahoitzi. Then it's a shame pesach lachnis lahoitzi. Masha enkin things that the shtamshis is to pour out of, meaning the shtamshis is the whole, and now you can be mishtamish with it. So then you chayiv even if it's not the nekev, it's not lachnis lahoitzi. And that would be the difference between what kind of utensils they are. We'll stop over here at the top of Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis.